This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, her mom heard them playing in their room, but they were at school. So who were the kids playing in the house?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, that indeed it is. 855-853-4802 to share your real ghost stories with us. You want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all of that stuff, we have it for you. Just go to our premium channel on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com if you want access to all of that stuff. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. And how are things in Carol Land?
It's pretty good. I was like, you know, hearing kids playing is a delightful sound. But when there are no children, it's kind of terrifying.
Yes.
Like there shouldn't be. But also terrifying is, you know, randomly you could be walking your dog and run into a totally insane person. And that's pretty terrifying, too, because that happened to me the other day. I'm not going to get into what was said.
Yeah.
But the guy was crazy. And I'm like, I'm just trying to walk my dog.
That's why you always want to have like a taser or something with you.
Actually, yes, that's a good point. And he is screaming. I'm walking away. I finally said to him, I'm sorry. I'd rather not have a conversation with you. And I walk off and he's still screaming at me. And I'm like, that is insane.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm more afraid of. Like people like that are coming in my house and hearing children playing.
I take the ghost children any day over the crazy.
Yeah, because they probably are pretty delightful, really.
Yeah. And the crazy, angry, you know, feeling slighted individual is always going to be worse. And if they're willing to just go and share weird things to random strangers,
oh my God, not a person in a healthy place.
No, it's just strange how you can just be walking your dog 8:15 in the morning and run into somebody who wants to have some conversation that you don't want to have. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this isn't a comfortable situation for me. I think I need to walk away. And then he's just screaming.
Especially if that person also introduces themselves and adds into the conversation of, yeah, I came here from another state so I could visit a homicidal maniac in prison. And I'm not going to say who or what to get into that issue, but it's like, you're out of your fucking mind if you're going to, you came here and this is the first thing you're saying to someone of that. Yeah. Like, that doesn't come up, like, it shouldn't come up in any conversation, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's just fucking nuts.
He's like, I moved here from New York, and I visited this murderer in prison the day before.
And it wasn't,
that's what he told me.
It wasn't like a true crime enthusiast, or it was just like a crazy human being.
Supporter. Like, I'm a supporter of the murderer.
Yep.
And that creeps me out. To the point, like, I changed my route the way I walk in the morning now.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily, he was walking a very old dog who walked really slow. So when I get to the end of my street, I, like, look both ways.
Yeah.
More than once. And I'm like, okay, I'm not seeing him. Because I don't want to risk even running into him again.
No, that's yeah.
And what if he finds out where I live? Like, he supports a murderer.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
a convicted
murderer
that murdered people in public, and it was pretty fucking bad.
Yeah,
there was no question about this, the person who did this.
They caught him immediately.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And I'm sounding kind of cryptic, but it's just not something I wanted to have a conversation about with him. And he wanted to bring up uncomfortable things with me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't even know you.
Yeah.
It's July 4th. I should be having a delightful walk with my dog.
Nope.
While it's quiet.
Nope. Nope. Nope.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are interesting. I shared one with you off the air. I think I've shared this on the air before. Maybe on this show or some, I don't know. I forget what stories.
It's crazy.
But years ago, this is back when I was with Jen, and she wanted to join a church, and part of that was you had to do this community thing and, like, meet new members, and it was go to each other's homes, like, once a week for a month, or, like, one day, and, like, have a little, you know, get-together, some appetizers and fellowship or whatever. And, like, okay, doesn't sound like a bad idea. Might be a way to meet some people here in the area. And my house is filled with psychopaths. For that hour and a half, it was weird. And the weirdest one was I was sitting on the couch and talking to this older couple that actually seemed to be maybe not quite as crazy as some of the other people, because some other people are talking about wandering out into the woods at night and going and having spirituals by themselves with very strange people. And it's like, that doesn't seem like anything like this. Doesn't seem a thing like this progressive church that we're at here. This sounds like cultish stuff you are into. But this one, we're sitting there talking and just, you know, pleasantries like, oh, how are you doing? Da, da, da. And you know, what's going on in your world? And oh, we're going to California next week. Like, oh, what you going to do out there? Well, my brother-in-law kind of got into some trouble. And I mean, that's the key to this. It so was downplayed. So we're going to go over there and we're going to spread the good news. we're going to give him some of God's word and da, 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 da. And I'm like, oh, what can you share what happened? Oh, well, they just discovered he's the Golden State Killer.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, I almost did a spit take. I'm like, what?
I would have.
I'm like, are you joking? Like, no, he was a brother. Like, we never knew. No, nobody in the family knew for it's like, and if you look at what the Golden State Killer did, he's a horrendous,
horrible serial
rapist and murderer.
And they think there's a lot of people that he murdered and raped, and we'll never know the real number.
Yes. And they're just going to go over there and spread the word. Like, how about you fucking bake him a brownie with arsenic or something in it?
The world would be better off without him in it.
Like, let's just give him the direct ticket to hell. Like, what the fuck are you doing over there? Like, oh, we're going to, so he can go to heaven and then be with all of his victims. And then he's like, oh, look who's here. The guy who raped and murdered all those people.
And when they get back to church after their trip to California, do they get up and say, hey, you know, we went out and we converted him. Like, yeah. We got one. Is
yeah, we
that
got
the
one.
Goal? Like, yay, he found Jesus while we were there. Know.
It's fucking certifiably like, insane people is what it was. It was just...
I've got to go talk to the Golden State Killer to make sure that I guess he's found the Lord.
I don't know. And I'm not, so anybody who's listening, go, you must hate, like, I'm not against some, like, religion, like, whatever. Have your beliefs. I'm fine with it. There's no problem. It's just the absurdity of that. You're going to go, they just arrested the Golden State Killer. And if you see his rap sheet, it's pretty horrible. And you're going to go over there and preach to him? Really?
Because isn't the ultimate goal of sharing the gospel with him is to get him to convert? So if he converts, then does he go to heaven? Because BTK thinks he's on his way.
Yeah, I'm going to guess after a certain amount of murders that you've committed and a certain amount of horrible things you've done with no remorse for, I don't know, decades, like some of those characters, some people just get the direct ticket to hell. I'm pretty sure you get that stamped at some point. And there ain't amount of, weird, quirky relatives from Branson showing up to save your ass. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. It, even just to say that out loud, quite honestly, was another baffling point to me. It's like you're making small talk with someone. It's like, hey, that's a good smoked Gouda over there. You like the smoked Gouda? Yeah, it's pretty good. We're going to go preach to the Golden State Killer next week. Oh, that's great. Have you tried the strawberries? It's just like, what the fuck?
I think I met their kid on July 4th or something.
Oh, my
he
God.
He must have moved here.
Fucking crazy people.
Oh, my
just
God.
Just fucking crazy people. Again, I'm not against religion. I'm against crazy people.
No.
Crazy people using religion as some way to, I don't know, look at me, look at how good I am, especially, or doing things that just are not in anyone's best interest. You want to go spend your time doing something good? Go do something good. The Golden State fucking Killer doesn't need you. Go spend it at the community home. Go pour some fucking soup at a soup kitchen. Go do some sort of outreach or something helpful. But for the love of God, you don't need to go preach to the fucking Golden State Killer.
Because if he does find Jesus while he's there, I guess, good.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's no heaven I want to go to if the fucking Golden State Killer is hanging out there along with BTK in hand. Just
and
not...
They have to be like there has to be something like, hey, just so y'all know, we converted him, they're sorry.
Oh, he's all good
and
now.
And then you're like, oh,
okay. I get it. You're good. Come on in. I don't know. It's all fucked up. Let's go to our caller here at 855-853-4802. Hi.
Hi, Tony. My name is Vanessa. I have a weird story that involves my mother, me, and my two sisters. This was back in 2001, and my parents were renting this duplex house here in Florida. We live in Florida. And we were moving out of this house in late 2001. We were living in that house for probably like six months or a little bit longer than that. I'm not sure. I was little at the time. I was like 10 years old. And my sister, I have two sisters. One is, she was 5 at the time, and my other sister was 1 year younger than me. So she was like around 9. My parents were getting rid of this house. We were literally like moved out and stuff, and we had nothing there. And I remember the last day that we had stayed there, my mom and my younger sister, who's 5, stayed at the house waiting because me and my other sister, we went to school. And they were going to wait for us to get back from school. And my father was also at work. So she was waiting at the house with my younger sister. And she was waiting for all of us to meet at the house and then finally, you know, say goodbye to the house and leave. I remember those 6 months plus that we were living in that house. It was so creepy. We would hear things, and we would kind of see movement outside of our rooms, because me and my younger sister, we shared the room, and my parents' room was right next to our room, but it was this long hallway, and we would see kind of dark shadows, but we would ignore it. We were kids, and we would tell my parents, and they would just be like, oh, it's nothing, you know, it's probably reflections, and we kind of thought that's what it was, and I think they were just not trying to freak us out, and we didn't find out till like later on that they were seeing things and experiencing things of my sisters and I. And I remember that last day, my mom was in the house with my younger sister. And I remember she took us to school and my dad had left to work. And we came back home after school. And my mom told us after we left the house, we said bye and everything. And we're kind of excited because we're getting rid of this house. We liked the house. It was just really creepy at nighttime, right? That morning after she said goodbye to me and my younger sister, and after she sent my dad off to work, she said that her and my younger sister, who was 5, were laying down in the living room with some blankets that she kept because she knew they were going to be there for a long time. So they were laying there, and my mom said she was half asleep and kind of half awake. And she said that she started hearing me and my younger sister and my little sister, so us three basically, playing in our room. And our room was like the last room in the hall, so you can kind of see, right? And from the living room, you can see down this hallway. And she said the door was open, and she said that she just heard us playing and laughing and giggling and screaming at each other, right? And she thought it was, you know, us. She kind of forgot that we had went to school. I don't know. And then she woke up, and she called out to us. She said, girls, what are you doing here? I said go to school, because we used to take the bus stop. We used to take the bus to school, right? So she thought that maybe we haven't left or anything, but she didn't realize that we had already left. She was calling us out, and she's like, go to school. I told you, you have to go to school. My mom says that we wouldn't stop yelling, and she said that she even heard running. It was so weird. She said that she finally kind of just like, she was like, okay, maybe they're not going to school, and she dozed off again. She said probably like 5 minutes later, or like a little bit later, she doesn't remember, but she said that she started hearing us playing around again, and she freaks out, and she started saying, girls, stop, come over here. My mom said that she turned around, and my younger sister, who was in the room yelling with us and playing around, was right next to her. She said that she had every hair in her body stand up, and she was just so freaked out. She said that she called my dad, and my dad answered, and my dad was like, what are you talking about? The girls are in school. No one is home. It's just you and Finn and my younger sister. So it was so creepy, and when she told us that, I remember me and my younger sisters were just staring at each other like, what? Because we had experienced things in this house, and we were just like, you know, we told you, you know, this house is creepy. It has weird things going on in it. And we, you know, things would be missing and things like that, or misplaced, you know, in our room, because we used to play in there. Yeah, once we moved out of there, we were all sharing our stories, and everybody had experiences in there. We thought we were going crazy, but it was, you know, it was happening for real. And my dad, he's a very big skeptic. He doesn't believe in that stuff unless it happens to him, and then he freaks out about it. It was creepy. It was definitely creepy. You know, if anybody has anything like this happen to them, love to hear and more stories about stuff like that. Thank you so much. I love your podcast. I love listening to it. I listen to it all the time, every day. I love it. Well, have a great day. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. I would be freaked out too. That would be very disturbing to hear all of that. Yeah.
You know, and she says, if anyone's had a similar experience, I'm like, I'm raising my hand, me, just because I remember being a kid in a house like that.
Yeah.
And we didn't have any kids. Like, it wasn't like you heard children, but you heard, you know, people walking, and there was definite all kinds of different activity in that house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a weird way to grow up. And I felt like they're going to move. And so it's like, aha, the end is near and we're going to move. And then the mom has that really crazy experience hearing kids playing in the other room. And when you're dozing off, kind of taking a nap, you forget the kids are at school. It's like, hey, you guys, be quiet. Obviously, because it's your kids.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the kids. There's nobody in there. But it was so real.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's so creepy.
Very creepy one. Thank you for sharing that. 855-853-4802 if you want to share your real ghost story with us. And if you want to support the program, get access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and everything with no commercials, and check us out on patreon.com/realghoststories or Apple Podcasts. You can even try our premium channel there free for 3 days, or the old school way, ghostpodcast.com, to get access to all of those bonus materials as a supporter of Real Ghost Stories Online. Until next time, for Carol and all of us here, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spend on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply. It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship.
Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.